I want to talk to you about the compass of life tonight. Let me just read to you some scriptures. I'll give you where they are found, but you don't have to turn there immediately. I'll read them to you and we'll come back a little bit later on. Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 29 says, "But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. And when thou art in tribulation, and all these things come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God and shall be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God, he will not forsake you, neither destroy you, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers which he sware unto them." Lord, you have already spoken to us tonight through some powerful worship and powerful testimonies. I ask now, Lord Jesus, that you speak to us through your word. In Jesus' name, amen. A number of years ago, I took my pilot's license. And it's just a small, single-engine, fixed landing aircraft. But I got to tell you, flying an airplane is not like driving a car. You don't just pull out of the garage and take off down the road. Once you are up there, you are committed. You're up there. You don't just fly across to this little cloud, park, pull on the emergency brake, and then begin to figure out, how do I get down? It's not going to happen, folks. When you get up there, when you fly, when you get up into that air, in that aircraft, you are committed. And unless you know how to come down again, the results are going to be disastrous. But this is what the enemy does. There are so many people who are committed to a lifestyle that they thought that they could handle. They thought that they could take off. Just fly into the blue in a certain kind of a lifestyle without any penalty. And there's many people that we come across that are just unable to come back down again. They are committed. They don't know how to stop this thing. They don't know how to get off. They don't know how to get out. There's people who are caught in bondages tonight that you have been so bound. I think of the testimony of Desmond, how he was bound by a certain sin in his life. Abuse had caused him to go into a certain lifestyle. He didn't know how to get out. There's some of you here tonight who are committed into a flight pattern. And unless you know how to come out and to land this thing, the end result is going to be disastrous. See, the devil never tells you how to land. He gets you committed into some lifestyle where it's great, it's free, you're breaking all the barriers, gravity is a non-entity when you're flying. It's fun, you're free, the whole sky is your playground. But the enemy doesn't tell you, you've got to come back down again. The devil doesn't tell you how to put this thing down. And folks, it's when you fly into storms, you can have, before you take off, when you fly a small aircraft, you can't just pull out the hangar and take off and just radio in and say, I'm just going to go flying. You've got to put a flight plan in. There are calculations that they require of you. And many people have got their own flight plan. You think that you know where you're headed. You think you know the direction where you're going and you're going to make it there. But unless you've got God's flight plan, unless you know how to bring this thing down again, the end result is going to be disastrous. It's not uncommon that when you're flying, that winds take you off course. It's not uncommon to be caught in a storm where the territory is unfamiliar. I've been in flying in a small aircraft where going into weather that is just inclement. It's just not good weather. Storms coming and suddenly things on the ground become hazy. It's difficult to find your way. Landmarks, which were familiar to you, get blurred. And suddenly things that were told you probably as a child have become blurred because you've gone into a storm of your own making. You're flying into this weather that you know that you have no way of coming out of. And there have been times where in the air that you've just got to know, how do I come out of this? You just don't go flying without training. It took hours of training to be able to get up in a small aircraft. It took many hours of training. They teach you how to come down. They teach you how to fly. But when you're committed, you're committed. And many of you, I just know tonight that there's people in this house that you've committed yourself to a certain lifestyle and you want out. But you do not know how to come down. You don't know how to land this thing. I hope by the end of a few minutes of just sharing with you tonight that you'll be able to just hear the voice of God and He's going to bring you down to a safe landing. I believe that with all of my heart. I know God is going to bring you into a safe haven tonight. You see, there's a couple of things that they teach you when you fly. That at every airport, there's a beacon. And that beacon is just sending out a radio signal 24/7. It just sends out a radio signal. And it's just there. They build it and the signal goes out. That signal needs to be received. And in every aircraft, small and large, a jumbo 747 or just a Piper little small single engine aircraft, every aircraft has this little thing inside of it, has a little instrument, has a little gadget inside. And that little gadget is called an automatic directional finder. It's just built into the plane. And that automatic directional finder finds these signals, picks up the signal, and then translates it into a compass. And that compass tells you how far off you are from that beacon. So when you're flying in a storm and you don't know where you are, you don't even know the territory below you. You don't know how to come down. You don't even know where the airport is. You don't even know how to find it. You see, God has built something into the heart of man. We might be so lost, so caught in storms. We know that we can't come down. You might be so far gone in storms, you don't even know where the airport is. But God has built eternity into the heart of man. There is eternity. There is something on the inside of every human being who is ever born on the face of this earth. There's something of God that is made and created in the heart of man. And it's a desire to want to know God. It's there, folks. And you might be clouded out in a storm. You might be absolutely clouded out. You don't know which way to turn, which way to go. But inside of you, there is this automatic directional finder that says your answer to life is God. You need God. And it just is looking for that signal. And folks, in life, that thing inside of us, we know we need God. You can cover it with religion. You can cover it with drugs. You can cover it with a lewd lifestyle. You can do whatever you want. But deep down inside, there is this pulsating need to know that there is a plan for my life. That there is something inside of us that we need to know that God knows us and loves us and that He has something in mind for our lives. And you can't deny it. You might be sitting here committed to a flight of your own making in a storm that you can't get out of. But you know, deep down on the inside of your very being, there is this little gadget inside that says, I need to know God. And you see, beloved, at every airport, like I mentioned to you, there is a beacon and that is sending out a signal. I want to tell you that there is a beacon on Mount Calvary. 2,000 years ago on a cross, Jesus Christ on that cross sent out a signal to the entire world. He began to emit a signal that God is no longer mad at you. God is forgiving. God is loving. That God has taken you the sins of the world and placed it upon His own Son. On that cross, that signal went out for the entire world. 2,000 years ago, God began to emit a signal to lost mankind that God loves you and God will touch your life, remove your sin, forgive you of everything that you've ever done wrong. It's a message that is sent. And tonight I want to tell you that in your heart you know that signal is coming to you. You've seen it in the testimonies. You've seen it in the worship. You've seen it in people round about you. You know that there is a signal and it's been caught by your heart tonight. And God is pleading with you that if you would listen to Him. And you see, this automatic directional gadget in every airplane, this is how it works. As it picks up the signal, it shows you how far away that you're off from the airport. But there's a requirement. And you can go on by. You can say, well, that's great. I could read the instrument. I can read the compass. And the compass can tell me that you are so many degrees away, flying away from this airport. And I can say, well, I can turn and I can go to where this beacon is. But you see, there's got to be that commitment. I might say, I want to keep going on my own flight plan. I might be committed to something that I want to go in my own direction. And you can hear the message. It's there. And folks, you've got to turn towards it. See that the whole purpose of this gadget in a plane and this beacon on the ground is that it'll direct you to the airport. But you, when you hear it, when you see it, when it registers, you've got to actually turn the aircraft towards where the signal is. And there's an indicator that will show it to you. The Word of God is our indicator. It's telling you this is the direction. This is the compass to life. God is speaking. He's showing you the direction. And He's saying to you tonight, it's one thing to hear it, but it's another thing that you've got to now turn towards where that signal is coming from. And this is what the scripture says. He was talking to His people in Deuteronomy. And He says, and God was speaking to these people. And He said, when you've gone so far away from Me, now listen to the scripture again, and I'm going to close on this. But if you... from thence, which means if you are far from God, if you will seek Him, if you will just say, God, I'm hearing and I want to set my heart to seek You. He said, if you seek the Lord your God, you will find Him. You're going to find Him tonight. You are going to find God tonight. As you turn your heart, you've got to turn and say, okay, I've had enough of this flight plan. I got to get down. And God says, if you seek Me, you will find Him when you seek Him with all of your heart and with all of your soul. And when you recognize that you are in difficulties, verse 30 says, tribulation, all of these difficulties are coming down upon you. The Bible says that if you turn to the Lord, when you hear His voice, you turn to Him. It says, God is merciful and He will not forsake you. The promise of God tonight is if you're hearing the signal, if you've heard the voice of God speaking to you, it's been picked up in your knower. Deep down in your knower, you know that you need God and you're picking it up. Then tonight, if you turn towards Him and say, God, I'm coming to seek You with all of my heart. God, first of all, says, then You will find Me. Number two, I will not forsake You. And number three, I will not let you get destroyed. This direction you're in will not destroy you. And I will not forget My covenant, which is a covenant of love. Beloved, tonight, underneath are the everlasting arms. When you commit to God, it's like you're getting on your plane, an expert pilot. When you say, God, I can't let this thing. I can't put it down, but I turn to the signal. Then God gets on board and He takes the controls and He brings that thing down to safety. That's His promise to you. He will not forsake you. He will not leave you. He will not let you be destroyed in your sin. If you forsake it, it's to your peril. If you turn, it's for your life. Tonight, you've heard the signal. It's come. You know where you are. You know where you are in the midst of the storm. You need to make the decision. I'm ready. I'm ready to turn. 1972, I heard God speak. Coming out of a life of drugs, I heard the voice of God in a meeting just like this. And the pastor said, if you want to know God tonight, just slip your hand up. Just put it up. And I put my hand up that day. And then he said, if you want to commit your life to him, you serious, you want to set your heart to know God, to find him, then I'm going to invite you just to come out to this front of the church and just commit from your heart your life to God. That was 1972. And folks, that night, God became the pilot of my life. Not only did he land my life in safety, but he's taken an amazing journey. Tonight, I want to give you that same invitation. We don't have to do any more preaching. You're in a storm and you don't know how to get out. You need God tonight. Will you just stand with me very quietly? Everybody in the house, just stand with me. It's not a time to move other than just stand with me tonight. You've heard amazing testimonies how God has taken lives that should have been totally destroyed, but he saved them. He kept them. And tonight, he's going to do exactly the same for you. Now, folks, you've heard, and now you need to make that decision to say, God, I'm going to turn to you. It's your part. God's part is I will keep you. I'll deliver you. I'll set you free. I'll give you eternal life. Your part is to turn to him and to receive it by faith. Now, if that is you tonight, as Jesus was unashamedly crucified on a cross for us, unashamedly placed on a cross, suspended between heaven and earth for us, I'm going to ask you to do something without any shame in your heart, without any worries about who's next to me on the left or to the right. I'm going to ask you tonight, you're in that storm, you don't know how to land, you need God in your life. I'm going to ask you simply right now, put your hand straight up if you need Jesus Christ as your Savior. Put it straight up in the air and hold it up there. Put it right up and hold it unashamedly, hold it up. See, folks, God is about to get on board your plane tonight. And he's going to bring you out of whatever you're in into safety. This is the promise of the Word of God. This isn't me giving you a promise. This is the Word of God. You may put your hand down. Tonight we're just going to sing a song. And I'm going to ask you to take the next step. You've agreed that you need God. Now I want you to take that next step of your faith. God's going to give you the courage. There's a fight that might be going on right now. He's going to give you the courage. We're going to sing a song. And I'm going to invite you just to step out of your seats. Everybody who put your hand up, just step out of your seats. And you come down to this altar tonight. And we're just going to have a word of prayer with you. And we'll talk to you a little bit. And we'll pray with you. Let's sing a song, folks. If you put your hand up and you know you need God, you come right now to this altar. God is about to get on your plane. Amen. Sin had separated man from God. It had to be paid for. God is a just God. And they needed a payment for sin. There needed to be a payment. We couldn't do it. So the Son of God left heaven, came down to this earth, and the requirement of God, of a just God who needed full payment for sin on a person who was righteous, who had never done anything wrong, it needed to be paid. Jesus came down to this earth. He lived a righteous life, and then he agreed to be that sacrifice, to pay the price for your sin and my sin. And when he died on that cross, the full payment for sin was satisfied, and God accepted it. God accepted the sacrifice of Jesus on your behalf and my behalf. That's why there's nothing we can do to bring to God to try and find any good works to find our way to God. We can't do it. But Jesus paid the price. The legal requirement that God required was paid by Jesus. And now, when we accept Jesus Christ and we accept what he has done for us, he declares us free by faith. We accept Jesus Christ. We're accepting that full pardon that God accepted through him. Simple step of faith. And you say, God, I accept Jesus Christ. I accept what he has done. I accept that he has paid the price for me. And when you accept him, God gives you eternal life in that moment. And then he gives you a right. He says, then you can come to God every day, every moment. Your sins have been forgiven. Old things, all the old things, God begins, he changes, and all things become brand new. That's the promise of God to you. All the things that have been in the past that have destroyed your life, God says, I take them away and I begin a brand new beginning in your life by taking that simple step of faith. And there's some of you here tonight, put your hand up. You pray the prayer with me as well tonight. You can pray wherever you are. God sees the heart. And when you accept Jesus Christ, you're accepting God's eternal life. And your name is written down in a Lamb's Book of Life. So you just pray this prayer. And you believe in your heart with me tonight. And it's not about the prayer. It's not about what I'm going to say. It's about you believing in your heart that God loves you and has forgiven you through his Son. And now the receiving of Christ as your Savior, you know that you're going to be forgiven, you're loved, and that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life tonight. That if you were to die tonight, you will be with God forever. Tonight, he gives you life, life more abundantly, and eternal life. Everything begins new tonight. Now you just, however you want, you just give God your heart right now. Just you say, God, I give you my life. And now you pray this with me. Lord Jesus, I do accept that you are the sacrifice for all of my sin that God accepted. And now, Jesus, I ask you to be my Lord and my Savior. I ask you to forgive me all of my sin. I set my heart towards you. I give you my life. I receive your life by faith. And I thank you that tonight old things are passing away. Tonight I begin a brand new life with God, and my name is written down in a book kept in heaven that God will say, you're welcome into my heaven, the place I've made for you. Thank you for giving me life. In Jesus' name. Amen. Just